The female former combatants are so angry with the establishment that they are no longer speaking in muffled tones. Writing on a Facebook wall, former liberation fighter Irene Zindi said she was saddened by the passing of her fellow commando, female fighter Freedom Tichawana Nyamubaya. She said, quote, "Unsung heroine, we are many of us, comrade. Yes, I did not attend your funeral, but I am with you and feel exactly that is this what we sacrificed for at that tender age, comrade. Rest in eternal peace, comrade. If we knew..." Then she put question marks, implying if they had known their role in the liberation struggle would be so trivialized and that the independence that they fought for would be enjoyed by the few, then maybe they wouldn't have sacrificed their lives to join the liberation struggle. Nyamubaya, who operated under the command of Air Force Commander Air Marshal Perence Shiri during the war, was 55 when she died. Zindi says true heroes do not come any better than her late comrade, who she says should have been declared a national hero.
If Freedom Nyabaya was accorded a national heroine status, I would have felt part and parcel of that process. And I would have felt like that national heroine status would be like it has been conferred upon me. And I would want to say there are so many of other female combatants out there with similar experiences, we thought ourselves as war veterans and as female liberation fighters should have been conferred with the national heroine status. For example, Sheba Tawarugisa, she was a member of the high command during the struggle, but when she passed on, she was never recognized along those lines. She was buried back in a home village in Gutu.
Echoing Zindi's sentiments is another former female combatant, Margaret Dongo, who accuses President Robert Mugabe of privatizing the country's national heroes, ACAM.
Because the Tichawana Freedom was an activist, she was an artist, and she was once in politics, she was a political activist, she was in Malambo. So because of that, Mugabe doesn't forgive. You know, to him, for as long as you leave his party, he forgets the role that he has played before in the liberation struggle. And yet, the core objective was to fight and liberate this country. Tichawana Freedom had made a contribution. They should have recognized the role that she has played. But at the end of the day, Mugabe is dividing us, dividing and rule. For as long as you don't kneel down for him, then he might as well forget you, your future, even your status actually goes.
Zindi says the majority of the country's former women combatants are languishing in poverty, with the government not doing anything to assist them.
We will continue to talk about the liberation, the emancipation of women, gender inclusivity in all spheres. We will continue to talk about that, and we will continue to also talk or mobilize in terms of recognition of female combatants along their male combatants, because during the struggle, we all participated on equal basis without, regardless of being male or female.
Dongo says it is said that former women combatants are being divided and used against each other, with those seeking an easy way out of life taking the easier route of causing up two senior officials in ZANU-PF to end positions and remain on the gravy train.
But at the end of the day, Mugabe is dividing us, dividing and rule. For as long as you don't kneel down for him, then you might as well forget your future, even your status actually goes. For as long as you are not part of him. Now, we cannot all be part of him because we don't agree in the style of work anymore. And neither do we agree on what he's doing now. He's now the most corrupt person in the world that we may talk about. So you cannot force every comrade to rally behind you when in actual fact you are no longer a liability to us.
We also reached out to Florence Ndlovu, another former female combatant who's now based in Chinoy. During the liberation struggle, she was once incarcerated at the Wawa prison. Ndlovu says she did not expect to be rewarded upon coming back from the war because she was sacrificing for her people to be free.
That time, we couldn't even think of that because we didn't know whether we were going to come back way alive or whatever. We only wanted to help our people. We wanted to lift up our country and our people because, you know, we used to suffer a lot. You know, it is bad when you have done a lot and then, okay, you're going to go on with someone's not going to be a Zakawanda. I see lift up. Maybe, you know. What we wanted, I thought really what we wanted is we are back from what we wanted. It's all right, but otherwise, I say I'm not worried much about that. God has something. He has prepared something for me. If I am a child of God or am I a mighty woman of God, if not, then well, but I think I am.
Dongo says the former women combatants are now speaking openly about the continued lack of apparent care by ZANU-PF, the belittling of their role and related issues as they continue to bury their colleagues one by one, with many of them dying in misery. Efforts to get a comment from Chris Muchangwa, the War Veterans Minister, were fruitless. Reporting for Studio 7, this is Sandra Nyaira in Washington.